Yes, we did.
Cause their time! Their time! Up there! Down here, it's our time! It's our time down here!
You see that I'm eccentric, but it's really kinda cool with me. The evening is electric, so let's play it for eternity!
This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil can keep me alive. Hold your breath, cause we're coming to your town. Never see the sun, cause we're rolling it down. This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil, cause we're keeping me alive. Hold your breath, cause we're coming to your town. Never see the sun, cause we're rolling it down.
Welcome everyone to the Left for John podcast. It's happy to be here representing the Burger King Kids Club, so to speak. So
it's John's birthday.
Woo!
Yeah.
We're not gonna sing happy birthday because that would cost a lot of money.
Happy.
No.
You have to. The proceeds go to Jerry's Kids. I'm not on a mic.
We snapped at nothing.
Proceeds go to the Burger King Kids Club. Free Whoppers for everybody.
We're trying something new today. We're gonna have Jeron on the soundboard today. So if everything's messed up, we can blame Jeron.
Nope.
That's who we're blaming. Jeron, my foot is on the table. I blame Jeron for it.
All right. We should probably bring up the document and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
Is John's birthday. I did have to ask Mitch one question before we really begin. Mitch, did you listen to last week's podcast?
No.
I threw you in the beginning and just left it in there.
Oh, with the best thing?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's there. I'm shocked. I thought you would be upset about it.
I want to listen. No. I enjoyed the piss thing.
I'm shocked.
Nobody really answered me, though.
I thought I did.
I asked Dave that question.
No, it ended. The opening ends with you going, you know, which would be worse for you? And Mike going, and then intro.
Nice. Nice editing.
Good editing.
So me and, speaking up for the turbo, me and, Geronimo here, we're thinking, and we're like, how can we add more thing to this Left for Ted's podcast? So instead of calling it the Burger King Kids Club, in our podcast we'll refer to it as the Big Burger King Kids Club Jabronis.
I missed that word.
Jabroni.
Yeah. You don't hear it a lot.
I think we should hear more of that. Yeah.
So does that make me a jabroni then? I guess so.
Whatever qualifies. Whatever.
As long as I get a free Whopper from it, right?
Oh, that's what I call my penis.
The Whopper.
The Whopper.
Yeah. You should say Rudy Poo.
Rudy Poo.
Rudy Poo. Yes. Oh, sorry. If you smell with the rock.
Sorry for the audio.
I just popped somebody's eardrum.
You did. They weren't ready for that.
Because I say we do our thing, like I said, who gets the most hits. I say that if you guys get the most hits or not, you could take pictures of me and Jeron. We'll go to Burger King, buy the Burger King crowns, and we'll wear it, and you could take pictures on it. Yeah, I'll do it, too. I had no shame in doing it.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, right?
You can polls for a lot of people online now. Don't look at me like that, baby. Don't you dare.
Okay.
Because you would do it, too.
I'm just thinking awful thoughts.
We're all.
That's the problem.
We're all so what would
monster no the, monster down.
So what would we be? The Burger King and you're the Burger King and I'm the Dairy Queen? Like, how's that go?
I love that. Give it back.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh man, we're just giving the turnbuckles all we're giving all of our good feeds to the Burger King Kids Club here. Guys are jabronis, you get nothing. Come on. Including me. That'd be an awesome faction, by the way. Here comes the Burger King Kids Club for jabronis. We never win a match.
Can you imagine the theme music and you're just walking down the Burger King?
Have it your way.
More like they're having it their way by getting the automatic win.
Yeah. So the two of us would be like 3MB?
Hey, it's not turnbuckle. What are you guys doing?
Hey, stop this.
No, Jeron. We're actually at a step above the Burger King Kids Club. We occasionally get wins every now and then. We're like the, I don't know, Kai and Tai of tag teams. We're like
interesting.
That'd be awesome. Oh no, here comes the Burger King Kids Club. Business is about to pick up.
They would have to say that whole name.
You know, when they win their match, they'll do what Steve Austin does and go on a turnbuckle and they're throwing rompers.
Wait. How is the pub spelled? Is it the BKKK?
I think so. How about the BKJ? I don't know.
BKJ.
Or Burger King Kids Club for Jabronis. Here they come. You guys got dressed up in that. What would be the theme song?
BKKFJ. That's like WWJD. What would your bronies do? This podcast is the one that Mitch goes, my parents can't listen to.
I haven't cursed yet, though.
Made a Jesus joke.
How are we going to say? Whereas, the Burger King Kids Club, they're just crowning the opponent right now. They're crowning their ass. They're crowning them.
He shoved it in his mouth. He shoved it in his mouth. Oh, my God almighty.
Frosty. Oh, wait, wrong company.
Double bacon.
No ketchup.
Just bitch smacked him with a king order of fries.
He king sized it.
What would be our ending move?
It'd have to be the Whopper.
The Whopper Slam. The Whopper Slam. He did it. Oh my God.
He's had his way.
Wait. What was that? He came out. It wasn't a full Whopper. It was a junior Whopper.
You have a little midget.
No, we should have Hornswoggle come out with like the little
small people.
Here's our junior Whopper.
They're dwarves.
Yeah. Is that a politically incorrect?
Yeah. No, my finisher would be called the Dollar Menu.
No. It's the value menu.
Oh, the value menu.
Value menu.
The value member. Dollar menu. The value menu of pain.
So that means if one of us get pinned, they look at us and say, I told you no pickles, bitch.
Pickles! Yeah, basically, we're like the spiritual successor to the Mean Street Posse.
I would hate every single interview.
From the Mean Street
Boss.
No, I couldn't believe they said that with a straight face.
From
the Mean Streets.
Where are we going to be from? Hailing to a local Burger King near you.
The Burger King Kids Club for Jabronis versus the McDonald's Fry Girl.
I have a question.
The grim is back.
I have a question. Burger King Kids Club for Jabronis or 3-man band? Who the hell wins that match? There are no winners. It ends in a tie.
The winners? Or anyone not watching?
I think we'd have awesome entertainment value. Oh, yeah. I think the winners would be everybody watching. I mean, like, after the match, I'd go back and watch it. That's how thoroughly entertained.
See them live. They throw whoppers.
Wow. Way to be a fat kid, Jeron. They throw whoppers. I'm going to get one. Woo,
on food. The same way, though, too. My ass would be like, I'm going. Like,
you know, like, when you have your entrance,
yeah.
Like, instead of, like, you know the explosions with the sparkles. Yeah. There'd be like pickles and ketchup and everything bursting out at once.
What the hell would our entrance song be? Ding, think, fries are done. Ding.
Would it be the turnbuckle intro? You want to play that for everybody? The turnbuckle intro.
All right, hold up.
You might be confused with tuberculosis intro, but it is the TB does stand for turnbuckle.
Welcome to the turnbuckle. We're raising awareness of tuberculosis. Oh my God. One heavy breathe at a time.
We're spreading awareness everywhere.
Is your poo white? You may have tuberculosis.
Oh,
yeah. Weighing in at 450 pounds, the Burger Kids Geek Squad!
Make you understand!
Barbecue sauce.
Pretty awesome.
This is a tag team match for the tag team titles. Balls count anywhere.
Oh, we know who's losing this one right off the bat, ladies and gentlemen.
This is set up for one fall.
Yeah, one fall. Balls count anywhere. Hardcore match. With referee Earl Hebner.
Oh, wow.
From the dead.
Everybody moves the
red. All right, so I guess we should get it, huh? So how's everybody going, huh? How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
Ted, man, I can see how it gets distracting all the time with these dudes, like...
He did bring it back. Good for you. Yeah.
It's hard, though.
Yeah.
It's hard bringing it back in.
Yeah, it is. That's
really... I can see how hard it is. And that, wow, man, with something stupid like that, we went on for like 10 minutes about the Burger King Kids Club. Vince, if you're hearing this, please. Anyway, so what did everybody do today?
I'll think about it.
Today,
it's like that black guy right there, Jeron. He needs to be more black.
You ever see the episode of South Park?
Like, no, Vince, why are you racist?
Like, no, I can't be R-Truth. Like, no.
Have him in a tashiki or whatever the hell they call it.
Assalamu alaikum.
I'm like, no, Vince, you racist ass.
So, how's your week, John?
It's actually pretty good. Enjoyed it. I finished GTA 5 about time.
Really? Has anybody here not beat GTA 5?
I have to get it.
Okay.
All right. I won't reveal spoilers.
Yeah, so I'm not buying any games until I get the system back.
All I can tell you is there's 3 separate endings.
I started.
One that you told me that before, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I started replaying Spec Ops The Line. I'm about to beat that. I played it like all night Wednesday, and so now I'm about to beat it. And for my birthday, my girlfriend got me Deus Ex Human Revolution, the director's cut. Oh, really? So cool. I'm gonna play that.
Right. Okay.
The next game I'm trying to get Diablo 3 and the Marvel Superheroes.
I want to get Diablo 3. Yeah. I played the first two and I loved them, so I
didn't play the first two, but I played the demo for the Xbox Live and it was really awesome.
I just never touched it,
though. Diablo?
Yeah.
The third one's cool. Oh, and I should throw it out, but actually, no, I'll throw it out for the turnbuckle because that's more turnbuckle related. The other gift my girlfriend got me.
Cool. Okay. Need some material for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Keep something. I purchased.
I can't wait for the turnbuckle.
Right now. Yeah, I know, right? We're ready for the next show. Stop this. Let's just go.
The hype is here.
Oh yeah, Diablo 3. Yeah, like tell me how it is. I wanted to play because Joe told me it's good. Sorry, Joe, but like Joe, he told me how it's good. He goes, oh, what happened at the ending? I just like stop right there, and I had to turn around. I can't let him spoil it for me. Like,
Joe spoiled the ending for Mike. Even though I don't know if Mike was going to play the game, but he still didn't want
to. Mike didn't sound too convincing that he wanted to anyway. Yeah.
Well, I want to play it. I told him I was really good.
That's my exact reaction every time I talk to Joe. Joe, what are you doing? Joe, stop.
This is what happened. Legit, we're in the back, and he's like, I'm like, oh, so I saw you got Diablo because we're friends on Xbox Live, and I saw him playing it.
Hey, Joe, I'm not your friend yet. What's happening?
See, I know, I got it. I'm sorry.
I don't think I got you on PS3.
Kylie's been waiting for him to accept a friend request for like 3 months.
Goes, yeah, right. So he goes to me. We're in the back, so he's like, it's a good game. Or I'm like, all right. And I'm like, I played the first two. And he's like, oh. So he goes, oh, basically what happened in the ending. And then as soon as I saw that, I'm like, and I turned around, like, doing the whole thing until I got out. Then I got to the floor. Hi, how's everybody going? I reviewed, like, I didn't want him to spoil it because I know he's going to talk about it. So I just, like, made, like,
it's
as
like
much.
He doesn't understand. That's as weird.
I made as many loud noises as I can just to distract him.
Joe has never spoiled anything for me. Not yet, anyway.
So that's usually because you see it before Joe does. Yeah.
That's like, true.
That's my way of dealing with Joe's spoilers. I'm just like,
to try to, like, ease into the mini spoiler. Where he's like, it's not that big. It's like the biggest thing in the world.
Mm. Your main character's gay. What?
What? I would have never guessed that. What are you doing?
Mm. Huh, no wonder why he says flame on after he uses his fire spell.
It's like, I knew it. No, you didn't.
Flame on! I look fabulous!
I am steam.
I'm resurrecting my flame demon. So how are you doing, Nick? What did you do? Anything?
I haven't done it yet, but I've put on hold the Assassin's Creed and Battlefield, which are out now.
Oh, Assassin's Creed?
I'm actually going to go get those two games this week, and I'm going to be enjoying it. I actually heard good reviews for the Assassin's Creed game, I heard a lot about
it. I heard it's better than Part 3.
Isn't that the game you wasn't going to get at first?
I think I was skeptical about it because of the third one.
Until you play as Jack Sparrow, then like everybody signed on over that.
You're damn right. Why is
the rum always gone?
Why is the rum always gone?
That's why.
That's
everybody wants to. You know, it's a pirate.
You know, a lot of the games that came out recently didn't really interest me that much. But like, I'm getting a little tired of the first one shooters. I'm not gonna lie. The whole formula of like online just kill, die, kill, die, kill, die.
Wait a minute,
like,
you listen, were raving about this game with listen, me.
I do love the game though. Okay. I will buy the game for Black Friday for $30. But like, it's I'm not gonna
nice plug. Where is this at?
But,
nice plug, RM. Right. Yeah.
It's at GameStop, and I can actually, since I put a good hold on it, I think I put $20, so I'm only gonna play.
The reason why I came to this conclusion is because when Battlefield first came out, it was $60, and then I saw an ad where it was like $30 at GameStop. I was like, why would I like pay immediately $60? I could wait like 30 days and buy it for $30.
You know, people want to get their stats up.
Yeah,
already.
I had the same idea, but then like I'm not gonna play single player, so. Might as well wait.
You know, I don't blame you about the new games. I'm like, that's why I'm like playing a bunch of old games. And like, Jamie got me Deus Ex, which came out like 2 years before. And I wanted the director's cut because I heard like they did stuff for the better of it. And she got them, like, awesome. And,
well, it also has the second screen technology stuff.
Yeah.
Did you get for Xbox? Or?
Yeah, I got for Xbox.
Yeah, so you can use your smartphone or your tablet with Smart Glass and you get more choices and stuff to do.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
That's why Ryan was asking a couple of weeks ago if he should get it for the Wii U, even though it's like 40 or it's 50
full price.
Yeah, it's full price for the Wii U.
Yeah, because Jamie got it, I think, for like around 30 or something, like on Amazon Prime, like cheap.
So yeah, it's like, cheap. It's cheap for the Xbox and for the PlayStation. It's $10 for your computer.
Yeah, because it came out like 2 years. It came out like 2011, and like the main gripe were like the boss battles were kind of easy and all that stuff. So like the director's cut kind of fixes that and fixes a little other stuff. It took them 2 years to do it, but whatever, I'll take it. So
I just realized I'm gonna only pay $10 for Battlefield.
Nice.
So, dollar for a dollar.
There are a couple other games I want to play. Like there's a game that came out like Binary Domain that I actually heard is actually good. It's like Terminator mixed with iRobot or something like that.
The games I want to play, I'm going to pick up on Black Friday. I'm going to pick up Hitman Absolution, Splinter Cell, because Splinter Cell goes from 60 to 25. So that's pretty awesome. I want to get Diablo. I want to get Marvel. And what else?
I played Absolution. It's all right. Like I my favorite one of the Hitman, I love Blood Money.
Yeah.
I think Blood Money's the best.
It's cheap as hell right now. So I mean, it's like
Blood Money.
Right now, it's probably like $20.
Yeah, yes. Blood Money was good.
I loved Blood Money.
Blood Money.
I tried playing Blood Money now, and I don't think it aged as well.
Probably.
Oh, I also want to get the DLC for Dishonored.
Oh, Walls of Kirkwall or whatever. Yeah.
I'm a little late for that, but when does the DLC for Bioshock come out?
Didn't it already come out? The one
where you go back to Raptor.
Yeah, and you play as Elizabeth.
I don't know, it came out already. I'll look it up.
Think it did.
Trust me.
Maybe it didn't.
You're not late. I still have to buy the Walls of Kirkwall too. I might do that too. So it's a good game. I enjoy it. For those of you who played Dishonored, it's really good.
It's probably one of my top games.
What is this?
When did it come out this year?
Last year.
Damn it. Well, it's one of my favorite games that came out so far. I like the whole.
It comes out for all systems.
Yeah.
Basically, in a nutshell, you're a bodyguard for the for a queen, and she ended up getting assassinated on your watch, so now you're marked as like the person who was framed
who did
for
it.
Right?
Yeah, I remember this, okay.
It came out, it's like steampunk.
Yeah, it's pretty much
Yeah, and you can, what do you call it, you have like magic?
Yeah, it's like some god gives you powers or something.
But yeah, you get to what do you call
it? That's
the
only way I can think of it.
You get to choose what side, if you want to go back and try to be... You know, to be like reclaim your name,
or you want to be like Slit Pipes McGee and just like slash everything.
You could beat the whole entire game without killing one person,
which it's awesome because like
it's hard.
I believe that
I killed five people in my whole entire game.
The cool part about this, you do have consequences because the more people you kill throughout these missions, like the next mission will be beefed up with more security. Where like oh shit, this guy's actually dangerous, so we're gonna beef up the security. Where if you're like stealthing it through, like it won't be as much. So it's awesome. It's
so one of the interacts with your
the more people you kill, there's a plague going on. All these rats, there's a plague in the city, and the more people you kill, the more the plague increases. And like it's easier to kill and not be stealthy, but the consequences are dire. Pretty much. So it's pretty awesome. So go.
So it'll get harder.
Yeah.
But basically,
play two different ways when I play them.
Because you get two different ways. Like it's awesome. Two different endings. Basically, like he said, it's like choice and consequences. It's basically like, all right, you.
Good game.
Yeah. It is a good game. The only other game I thought that I played a little recently was which was my guilty pleasure game was Alpha Protocol, which basically. it's the same thing. Like, if you did a mission a certain way, the next mission, like, every mission had choice and consequences. All of your words had choice and consequences. It's kind of like what Mass Effect 3 failed to be. Like, this, but like every choice, like, you know how all your choices for the 3 didn't matter in the third one? All the choices in Alpha Protocol mattered. Like, it was awesome. Like, they're like, I remember, I completed these two missions in Alpha Protocol, so there's an informant, and the informant was basically telling me about the missions I did. So, like, I kind of got pissed off, so I slammed his head against the desk, basically did that. So then the next mission, he went and told the people, so the security got beefed up. They're like, watch out, this guy's dangerous. I'm like, that sucks. Like, I'm like, next time I should have just gave him a hug and a kiss instead of like, shut up.
I'll try to get us back on topic.
No, you're basically on, and you're like in a government thing. There's like an informant, basically. You had to like question him and stuff. You had like two, it sucks. It's not like Mass Effect where you have the hub based mission. You have like, it sucks because they give you a time limit. Like, you have like, 3 choices, and then you have a time, so you have to choose it. And they have like 1-word answers, so some of them are terrible. So you're
like Heavy Rain.
Yeah, like
that's what I was just thinking.
You'll be like, some of it's terrible. Like, you'll talk to a female, and there'll be like dialogues, and one of them's like trousers. So you don't know if you're going to talk about trousers or if there's a guy about trousers. And so you get like, you know, but it's time out, so you like space out hit, and it turns out you just pull down your pants and start like squawking like a seal or spanking your ass. And that's not what happens. But that's what
I'm about to go.
That's not what happens. I'm just throwing an example.
Like, good example. Example. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know because like I wish because they give you these.
That just made me want to get the game even more when you said that. I was like, what?
Wait. A game where a guy would pull down his pants and start smacking his ass and barking like a seal.
Randomness. Like randomness. You don't expect to even what?
It's not for everybody. It's kind of buggy, and it's like the game kind of got balance issues where it's like the harder the difficulty, like it's like legit hard. But like for the storyline aspect and the multiple progressions, like the RPG, it's one of the few RPGs the last 5 years that I've actually thought they went to the RPG elements for.
Good to pleasure, like you said.
Yeah,
I am.
Making the game does have nothing to do with my sexual pleasures. Thank you.
Would you gonna go to the media now and?
So
what are you gonna do? Go to the media now and report?
So what did you do, Ted?
Actually, I didn't really do anything.
I would have to come to
for
you,
the week I? Until yesterday when I went with Ryan, who can't be with us today. I went with Ryan to go see Ender's Game.
How was it?
It was surprisingly nostalgic. To be honest,
really,
yeah.
Without ever reading the book or anything, to see how much stuff from other science fiction that I love was taken from this book. And, like, you see this and you're just like, oh my god, yeah, this book was written before this movie came out, but there's so much stuff that, you know, that we use nowadays, or that we use in science fiction. That was definitely. Now I understand why this book was so influential and why everyone said, read this book, read this book. And biggest fucking WTF moment at the end. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Reoccurring joke.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Understood, though.
Yeah. But. If you
don't give me hints, like
no, but if you don't go,
see, like now I'm gonna be expecting that now I'm gonna be like something big is gonna happen, like
yeah, but the movie you don't it's at the end of the story. I'm not gonna tell you when the end of the story because the end of the story is not the end of the movie.
Wow. Okay. Well, you're not gonna be able to guesstimate it if you don't know.
Yeah.
It, so
yeah, but I'm gonna expect it.
You're not gonna expect when
I'm gonna expect something.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be surprised when like something's gonna happen. I'm gonna wait for it.
You're always gonna expect something. You're
not really. You never know.
There's expectations.
It's like
it's one of those things. You can't expect it. You can't.
No, it's not that I know what's coming. It's that I know something is coming.
But you can't expect because there's like 3 WTF moments at the end of the movie. But the one that I'm talking about that you're gonna go, you're not gonna be able to expect.
But that's the thing I'm saying is that because somebody told me something's gonna happen. I expect something. Even if it's like really little, I still expect it because you said it, though. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what it's going to be, but I know something's going to happen.
I'm just going to say... No. If you watch this movie And you do not think that the main character is the love child of Matthew Lillard and fucking Frodo Baggins? There's something wrong with you. Like, seriously, he looks like Elijah Wood just sat there and went, I'm going to create a mini-me.
But... So, Geronimo, this is your first thing. Well, actually, speaking. Second. Oh, so how was your week? What did you do?
I don't know. It might be.
My weekend was cool, man. We went to Nordic Lodge.
Oh, for real? I saw that.
And
listen.
You didn't say shit to me?
You ain't say shit.
What the fuck's wrong
with you?
What
the fuck is wrong with you?
I saw the...
Leave.
Wait, Jeron. I saw the picture of you in, like, a field. I was like, that's Nordic Lodge. But I didn't want to say anything. Like...
You bastard.
He's throwing monster cans at me.
I had to make sure it was empty.
Hey, man. These are wrestling style rules on the left for John. Anything can happen. You're lucky this motherfucker doesn't have a steel chair right now. And, like,
if I was placed in my hand, it would be thrown. I'm like, I'm mad.
John knew. You knew like a couple months early. But you just forgot.
The question on everybody's mind, how many lobsters did you have?
I had three.
Sirloin?
I got pictures and plates I had.
No.
Well, I don't want to see pictures. Don't torture us.
I will kill you.
I will. Wait, answer the man's question. Sirloin? Did you have sirloin?
Well, I had the red tips.
Prime rib. The rib. Tron only likes the tips.
He got so mad. Look at him. He's like legit about to kill you after this.
The whole place was... That was my first time there.
Oh, that was your first time. Yeah, congratulations.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a blade?
I know. You're lucky.
If it was the second time, then I could be a little more mad, but it's his first time.
It's your first time?
It was your first time. Okay.
It's partially forgiven.
Me, my friend DJ Prime, and his girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. That's cool. You went with Mother.
Maybe you should have left that one out there, Jeron. You should have said, I went to an awesome...
I did, though.
You should have just said you went to Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
This will do.
You know what? I would have actually been mad. I'm like, what? You went to Chuck E. Cheese without me?
He's ready to kill me.
What if Nick really did kill Jeron? Like, that would be some shit.
No.
In other news, an Oompa Loompa was found in the back of a Chinese restaurant.
It's not like we're promoting killing out there or anything. We're just insinuating, ladies and gentlemen. That we know of.
If your friends go to Nordic Lodge, right, use a double.
Nordic Lodge is really good. Yes.
You deserve to get staffed.
It could have been my sixth. It could have been my sixth.
It could have been my second.
It could have been my first. Come on, we would have broke this Nordic Lodge cherry together, Jeron. What the hell's up with that?
Just Nordic cherry.
I will bring you
actually.
Yeah, Nordic cherry.
I gotta show you the plates now.
No,
oh, man.
I wanted to go and get myself a belly full of mead. What the hell's wrong with you, Jeron?
but you're working.
Man, they had prime rib.
Yeah, they did.
Red tips.
Prime rib.
Fried chicken.
All
right. Well,
stop.
All right. So
until they pay us for ads, shut up.
Say another word. Take it.
Anyway, so playing favorites, Mitch. You want?
Yeah, I want to go. I had what was I going to say? I don't know who saw on my wall one time. It was like a few months ago. I posted, jeez, man, the shank was insane.
Yeah, right?
I love that.
That was legit. Like, wow.
We were all supposed to go anyway one time.
Let me see.
But I want to do that. I can't, so remember?
Yeah.
Now he wants to try
now.
Why did you
famous.
Do that in front of him?
No, that's
like, I didn't even think of that.
I know how to grip a blade, damn it. Let me look.
Yeah. I managed to get the movie. It's called Special ID. It has Donnie in. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the trailer I posted?
Yeah,
I showed you.
Yeah.
Trying to get the movie. Watch
it. And that was the
Donnie in movie. It was on Modern. Yeah, and they just.
I was trying to find out when you showed me it, but it just came on here. Okay, yeah.
And they released a trailer for The Raid Redemption.
The Raid 2.
The Raid 2.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I gotta see that.
You see The Raid?
No, you see the first one.
You saw the first one? So this applies to John and Jeron and Nick.
Yeah, I have it at home.
But I'll show you guys a trailer after. It's pretty sick. It's pretty hype. Yeah.
Still have to finish it.
Yeah. So this doesn't apply to you, the John or Ted.
Like, I halfway through the movie, my Xbox decided that it was going to freeze. And then, and then, I put it down and just didn't pick it back up.
When the movie comes out, probably going to go to New York again. When The Raid Redemption first came out and it was released in a few theaters on the U.S., it was probably like four, and one of those in New York. So me and like three other friends went down there.
Was that the AMC in New York?
Yeah, it was one of the AMCs.
The one in New York City.
No, it was the one in New York City.
The one in Manhattan. On the island. That is one of the best theaters.
It is amazing. It is pretty awesome.
I've never been. I just know that it's one of the best theaters of all time. It also is one of the only theaters that, like, you can go in and fucking see movie stars there.
Oh, really?
Sometimes, yeah. It's a...
this is the one that's near Times Square?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to go to that one.
It's good. It's awesome.
Yeah. But,
I've been by there, but...
I've never gone in, but... the Iron Man 2 has scenes that were filmed over there. Avengers had a scene that was filmed there. Kick-Ass has a scene in the movie where they actually come out of the theater.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that theater is actually one of the biggest hotspots for films and everything. You can just see sometimes. The, like, stars that live in New York will just go to the theater.
I never hear, like, anything about it, though.
You usually won't.
Yeah.
If there's an AMC, any kind of AMC promotion going on, it comes from that theater. It starts in that theater.
AMC is also really good at foreign movies as well.
Not to...
Like, indie movies and stuff.
Toot anything, but AMC has podcasts that they do, and YouTube stuff. All done in that theater.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
You should take a trip.
Yeah, so, like, going to that movie theater to go watch The Raid Redemption and, like, having, like, watching a martial arts movie on the big screen with surround sound is nothing but hype. It is nothing but hype. It is the hypest shit in the world. Awesome. And, like,
unless it's, you know, Man with Iron Fists.
I'm happy to see that. So much.
Unless it's Thug Hunter. I mean, I'd love to see Thug Hunter and surround sound.
If it was a movie based off the manga, then yes.
But I'm not talking about the manga.
I think we all know what he's referring to.
Yes, I'll show you guys a trailer afterwards. So
aren't we talking about Mitch's, Dave E's, and Nick's Halloween costume? Thug Hunter?
How was that Halloween costume?
It was the Doug Trio, but you all were...
Oh, the one I said you were racist.
The Doug Trio costume, but you were all naked underneath.
That's awesome. That's so weird.
It was Doug Hunter.
So, you guys have your shirts on? Yeah, no shirts. That's all we're going to have on.
I want to hear this, so what's your favorite?
Favorite what?
Playing favorites.
Ted didn't play the jingle.
Oh, no. Jerron's playing... it's Playing Favorites 2. Mitch, by the way. Mitch, I re-recorded Playing Favorites.
You did?
Cool. Yeah, I let Nick listen to it earlier.
It's catchy. Once this guy can find it.
I know, seriously. No, then it's not.
I forgot my Playing Favorites for a second. Me and Josh, I remember. Thought
about it. Yeah. What's your favorite song? What's your favorite show? What's your favorite movie? 'Cause Mitchie wants to know. What's your favorite video game when you were six? This is Playing Favorites. This is Playing Favorites.
With Mitch.
Like it was catchy. It was oddly deep with the sixth part, though. So how he know?
It got me thinking in terms of when I was six, what game I was playing.
Yeah. I had to have something that rhymed with favorite.
Favorite.
Or no, favorites.
That's cool. My favorite this week is, what is your favorite controller?
I was also going to say that. Favorite controller is the vibration. Never mind.
Definitely the N60. I actually enjoyed the GameCube controller.
Wait. I was totally going to make a Fleshlight joke just because we haven't had one in months.
Oh, go for it. Take it away.
I was going to say, yeah, my favorite is the vibration function controller for the Fleshlight.
Oh, it, you know, it has
five speeds. Sometimes it has pulse if you do it right.
The fleshlight on the left head is like Ric Flair pro wrestling. It's never going to retire. It's just going to keep coming back just when you think it's going to be gone.
One day, like, what happened to that fleshlight?
Oh, there it is. It's like, what happened to that fleshlight? Did you hear Ric Flair die? Oh, no.
From beyond the grave. Woo!
Probably freaking molten corpse ass would probably come back, like start doing the zombie.
Reanimate him.
I've reanimated Ric Flair. Woo!
I didn't know we were using jutsu or something.
At least we would know that he was coming because the zombie wouldn't stop saying woo.
Where is he? Everybody goes this
way. We know where he is. Don't worry about it.
Is he going to yes? No, all he wants to do is just put you in a figure four leg lock till you die. No!
All of a sudden, he's got my legs!
He's not biting them. I tap.
So I'll say the GameCube controller. I enjoyed it. Yeah,
like that. Wow, that is a controversial choice.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that hate that.
I enjoyed the GameCube controller.
It was weird.
I didn't mind. I thought it was a step up above the N60. I grew up with N64, and I hated the N64 controller.
I didn't understand it. At times, like, you're playing it like this, but, like, when you're using the analog, you're just using half of it.
Yeah.
You just hold it. I was like, why is this third piece here? Just
N64 is an analogy.
Basically, it was basically designed for people with, like, seven hands. I don't get it. Yeah,
what's the point of this? If I had an extra hand, this would be useful.
I like the game, though. And that's not much, but I do like it.
Yeah, I like the game. Because I don't want to make the obvious choice, like, PlayStation or anything like that.
Let's be honest. The GameCube controller was only made because of the Dreamcast controller.
The Dreamcast controller was my choice.
That's another good one.
But it wasn't exactly like the Dreamcast.
Huh? It wasn't.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I like the Dreamcast a little more.
Poor Dreamcast.
Totally stolen by PS4.
Yeah.
If they had the right person running that company, they would be around.
That's why I said, well, like, its graphics surpassed and kicked the shit out of PlayStations, but it just didn't, like...
It has C-Man.
The problem with the Dreamcast wasn't the Dreamcast at all. The problem was that they decided Sega that they were going to be Nintendo without having the backing of Nintendo.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, we're innovative, but we don't have the fan base that Nintendo has or anything like that.
They should have just stuck with the genre.
I kind of figure they might have, because they're kind of gaining it, because, like, the Sega Genesis was one of my favorite consoles growing up. Like, Sega had some awesome games. Don't get me wrong. I had a Super Nintendo 2, and I enjoyed it. But, like, Sega had, like, Streets of Rage, Street Fighter, Mortal...
Well, think about this for Super a second, Nintendo had John. Street Fighter as well. John, so, you remember... What's your earliest Nintendo game that you remember?
Which, like, any generation, or...
Or, no, the earliest...
The first Nintendo?
For the first Nintendo game ever that you remember.
I remember Excitebike.
Okay. Which was on...
Nintendo.
Your what first game? Sega game that you remember.
Streets of Rage 1.
Which was on...
Sega Genesis.
There's why Nintendo will always have the bigger fan base. Because no one remembers the Master System.
I'm about to say that. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it did.
See, because, the Nintendo came out. Yeah. The NES came out.
That was risky.
And, everyone...
That was good.
Everyone remembers the NES. Master System came out a year later. No one remembers the Master System.
I
forgot about that.
First of all, I think I would be scared of playing anything called the Master System. Especially if you were Jewish, you were probably scared of playing anything called the Master System.
I had
Atari.
Remember the system. When you just gave me that, I just had the epiphany, just like a drug addict had epiphany. I'm not on meth. Holy shit, I'm on meth.
Yes.
People remember Sonic the Hedgehog from the Genesis.
Sega, yeah.
But Sonic the Hedgehog started on the Master System. Yep. The same exact fucking game was on the Master System with dumbed down graphics. So that's why they had to be doing it. And they did it on the Genesis.
Genesis.
Gave it the same name. Yep. It sold billions.
Crazy.
Right. It feels like your whole childhood's a lie right now.
That's
right?
Probably. I don't.
Here's a funny thing.
I owned the Master thing for like a day. Probably.
Game Gear. Sonic the Hedgehog for Game Gear.
I had my Game Gear. Yeah. It sucked up battery. But yeah. Son of a bitch.
Oh, Game Gear. Yeah. Oh hell yeah! I had a Game Boy. I had a Game Gear.
The Sonic Game the Hedgehog color. For Game color? Gear was actually just a port of the Master System. Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah. With some added levels.
You should have went next time for your next favorite. What's your favorite Game Boy game?
That is
actually, I would have to say, for a controller,
I'll just text you a massive list.
The Game Gear. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Wii U gamepad. Same thing.
Yeah,
they're both big.
No, look at it. It's basically the same thing with a bigger screen.
Seriously, like... Hey,
no, it's a lithium battery.
Richard, smart.
Seriously, Nintendo put them underground, but they sure loved ripping off ideas from Sega.
Exactly.
Right?
Jeez.
I'm not going to lie.
That's your favorite? That's pretty awesome.
When that Wii first came out right there.
The Wii U?
Well, yeah, the Wii U. I couldn't think of the right word.
There are 26 of them. I couldn't just pick one.
So, stand up.
No, wait. Now, when the Wii U.
It could have been a Wii L.
Before it came out, we saw like the system of it, like trailer. Not the trailer, but it had a box of it. So I had to ask the guy. I was like, okay, I'm a little slow here, but is that, like, the one you just take with you anywhere? Because I saw that. Hmm. That's in your lap now. And he was just like, no, you put it to the TV and this and that. I was like, oh, that sucks. Because like, it looks like a handheld. You want to take it with you somewhere, but no, you got to stay at home. And you can play anywhere, any angle in your house, but no, not outside.
Actually, no. As long as you stay within 30 feet of the Wii U, it still works. What makes that awesome... is that you have Netflix, Hulu, all that stuff that you can have on that while somebody else is on your TV playing something else on Xbox.
That's cool.
But also you can play Wii games on that or virtual console games. So it's kind of like having a handheld system that is as powerful as the last generation. Or this generation, I said, because we're not into the next generation other than the Wii U right now.
They need to make one where you can take one, like, on a road trip or something, or a plane.
Oh, really?
The Wii Mini. The Wii Mini is actually coming out. But
yeah, but when I first came out, I was so familiar.
That is awesome.
I had to ask the guy.
So, wait. What's your favorite controller, Nick?
By default, I guess it's PlayStation, but because it's the one I'm just used to, I'm not. I kind of favor the Dreamcast one because I love that one too. So
I just can't get down. I'm not a big fan of the stick based on PlayStation controllers. And this is why I'm about this right here. Just, look at that.
I don't like that. That's weird. That's weird.
I don't know which was hotter. The placement, or you playing with it?
To me, that's weird. I can't. I could never adjust to that.
You know what? I used to play. I have PlayStation and I have PlayStation 2. And when I first got the Xbox 360, I was with on your board where like, oh, I can't use it. But now, like, it's come so accustomed that now I'm playing. I'm like, wow, this is perfect placement. Like, yeah. I could like now when I play PlayStation 2, I'm like.
So you're basically accustomed to what it is.
Yeah now I'm
it takes you away from the other custom.
But Nick, you said that you really like the Dreamcast placement, right? You like the Dreamcast remote?
As far as I remember. Control? Yeah.
Well, the Xbox controller is basically the Dreamcast controller, but with the left analog stick swapped out with the D-pad.
With the D-pad, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I played a lot of Dreamcast. Even when I had the PlayStation 2,
I'm not used to this notion.
Yeah,
I can't use this thumb to do that. Like up there, well, it's like
no. But I was already used to the Dreamcast when I got the Xbox.
Mm.
So going from that to that was actually as intuitive as you.
Did you have an Xbox original?
No, I didn't.
That's probably okay. Yeah. That was funny.
So you went, you basically.
I was used to because of the Xbox original, and that got me used to it for the Xbox 360.
So you basically went from Dreamcast to PlayStation. For PlayStation 2.
I never had an Xbox original. I went from PlayStation 2 to the Xbox 360, and I got used to it.
Yeah, no choice.
Yeah,
you have no choice basically after that. Yeah.
I like the original.
I hear you.
So it was on.
Yeah. No, I had a friend who had the Xbox though too, and
I couldn't stand.
Well, wasn't the original?
When I was playing, I was like, "This is fucking stupid."
Wasn't?
I dropped this controller. He's like, "Yo," and I'm like, "I'm sorry."
Wasn't the original Xbox? It had it was inverted like the Dreamcast? Or was it like this?
What?
I don't remember.
I just remember playing Smugglers Run.
The original Xbox controller, was it inverted like this one where they inverted basically the analog stick and the D-pad? Or was it like...
They changed that for 360, yeah.
They changed that for 360?
Yeah.
So it was more like the Dreamcast controller?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Because that one... The analog wasn't as far...
I never had the original where the first whatever...
You know, on the left side, it wasn't as far up.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
What was your controller was GameCube, right?
Man, I have to say it started with the Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis. Then it moved up to when the first PlayStation came out.
The first PlayStation controller?
Like, the GameCube...
He didn't like the vibration function of the DualShock 2.
It made him poop.
I enjoyed the Genesis controllers, too. If you guys had a choice between that gen game system, Super Nintendo or Genesis, what controllers would you pick?
Out of Super Nintendo and Genesis?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough call.
I'm going to go with the Genesis with the 6 buttons, not the 3.
I felt cool with the 6
actually,
buttons.
Here's the thing about that.
Yeah.
If you guys remember, Mad Catz...
I don't have to...
Mad Catz never was able to break the mold of the Nintendo controller. It always had to have the same basically layout of the Nintendo controller. Where Genesis, they didn't need that, so they created like all sorts of
They had
a shitload of different kinds of controllers.
You go
that you could, you know, pick and choose the Mad Catz controller for the Genesis that you wanted that felt best to you. Where on Nintendo, they always had to look like a fucking Nintendo controller.
Yeah.
And, like, you could have went to, like, any friend's house and, like, seen a different kind of controller for a second. Because, I would walk in there, I'm like...
What is this?
Where? What? He's like...
I mean, they had analog sticks before analog sticks were a thing.
The arcade pad.
It's the same thing, though, with PlayStation. I remember how many bootleg PlayStation, like, controls that looked so weird and stuff.
Yeah, I know. They had the one with all these ridiculous amount of buttons on it, and I was like, no.
They had the one that was, like, see-through.
But you know what? I think right now you're starting to see the exact same thing of why Nintendo survived with all the other companies. You cannot find an Xbox controller... unless you're paying a lot of money, that doesn't look like an Xbox controller. Mm. You can't find a PlayStation controller that doesn't look like a PlayStation controller.
I actually had one that was...
Because before, they were different.
I had a controller that was compatible with both PC and PS3, and it looked like a 360 controller, but it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
So actually a good one, yeah.
Yeah, but like again, the reason why I say PlayStation is because it's what I'm used to.
Yeah.
I'm accustomed to it. I'm pretty sure if I had an Xbox and I played it for like a few months, it'd be
high five. Good, what if?
Good addition.
So
thanks.
All right, that was playing favorites.
So Ted, let's move on to your section. Well, it's a somber section. One of your sections.
My sections. I was supposed to write like video game news this week too, but I never did. And apparently...
we'll make some up.
So long it takes for all the fish doesn't want to play.
Because we don't have fish.
We're not girls.
You have to let us talk into it because it has a little thing that...
Heart carp.
What the fuck's going on?
No, because he's like, we don't have fish here. He's like, we're not girls. Like, yeah, because we don't have Goldeens here. We have magic carps.
Like, carp, carp.
I was like, mine's a Gyarados.
Now learn not to talk
Smith
during
stabbed
the
Nick Carty, 93 years old. No.
So Nick Carty, I was actually hoping that Ryan was going to be on this week so he could explain who Nick Carty is. He's an American comic book artist who's done shitload of DC stuff. He didn't really go through Marvel too much, but he is the Justice League, the current Justice League, or not the current, but before the New 52.
Yeah,
he was basically credited as the guy who gave it that art style that it had.
That's cool. It had a pretty good one.
So yeah, so he's the only one that really died, except for that chain of movie rental places. Oh, yeah, Blockbuster is now dead.
Oh.
Yeah. No more Blockbuster ever again. Every Blockbuster store is now closed.
I have a gamer story about Blockbuster, actually. That happened in the UK.
It's called Ballbusters.
No.
What happened?
There's a Blockbuster in the UK, and the guy pre-ordered his PS4. He put $450 on it, and he got a game as well. So
why the hell would you buy it from a Blockbuster?
Yeah, I don't
know. This makes no sense to me. So I don't know what's going on here.
He went to Blockbuster, and I think he wanted to get a refund because he wanted to, he took the money off. But they said they couldn't give him the money, and in order for him to get his money back, he would have to have $450 in credit for Blockbuster.
Oh.
So no living person wants to have $450 in credit for Blockbuster.
Especially now that Blockbuster doesn't exist anymore.
So he sat out in front of the door for 30 minutes, just protesting, and having no customers go inside the store, even though they barely have any customers in the first place. And they gave him his money back.
Good for him.
That's always a funny story.
Yes, that's why they're called ball busters for a reason.
$450 in Blockbuster money.
Some dumb shit like that.
Well, hey, look at Tommy K, man. He decided to get out of the video business and go into tanning.
Yeah. At least they chose another career.
And they're making money off of it.
Well, no, because they weren't making any money off the movies.
Yeah.
They made more money closing down the stores than keeping them open.
Because all everybody ever did is go into those damn clearance sections.
You can buy like
five.
Oh my god.
Yeah, five for like 10 bucks.
Like seriously, 100.
Basically what they do.
100 of these are from Tommy K's when they close down.
Yeah.
100 of them.
I used to do, it's awesome.
Anybody remember the whole,
you
rent a game from Tommy K's and they'll be like, if you lose the game case or if you lose the game, you got to pay $100 fine.
Yeah.
So if you lose the $50 game, you got to pay $100.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I remember when I found somebody's Tommy K card. Oh,
you dick.
I was sick. Oh,
that was before. No, but that was like, that was, you must have been little because then they started doing it on the back of licenses.
Yeah.
I used to love Tommy K. That was awesome.
What's the name?
Remember if you wanted to rent the system, they have you pay $150 just to rent out the system.
I got a Blockbuster card too.
Yeah.
Wow. I went sick for a few days.
I used to like Blockbuster because you could rent handheld games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one cool thing about Blockbuster.
But Blockbuster, you know what pissed me off about Blockbuster? Is that you go in there looking for, like, some movie that just came out to rent it, and they wouldn't have it. They're like, but you can buy it for $40. And it's like, I just like, dude, I could go to Walmart and buy it for $15.
That doesn't make sense. I'll sit there and I'm like, wait, if you can buy it, can I just rent it from you then?
It's like, yes, just put one of your little tags up there on there and let me rent it.
And they're like, no, those are just to buy.
Oh, you will be Miss Ballbusters. Rest in hell, dude.
They were hell money, though, when they were going out of business, it was like, all right, you can get 10 movies for 50 cents.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Wasn't the carpet gone?
Yes.
Somebody stole the carpet. Like, I want this.
I want the carpet.
Sell it to me.
Dude, that.
Just start ripping it from the ground.
From Blockbuster?
$5.
Nice.
What?
Oh, wow.
What are you pointing at?
The Family Guy Star Wars painted poster. $5.
Yeah, because that was...
Well, at least what's his face who died? Nick, what's it, Caddy?
Yeah, Nick Carty.
Nick Carty, who's death by chocolate. Ha ha ha, sorry guys.
I had a joke, but it's passed. Let it...
His card was up? No.
No. His Blockbuster card was up?
Alright, actually, now we go into John's regular segment.
Actually, it's not going to be a what if, actually. I was going to do it. It's an extension on playing favorites since...
Because
me and Mitch were talking, so we're like, you know. So,
language that we use.
Here's my thing. It's the Left for Ted podcast, filmed in Aces. But my what if, or my playing favorites, or my thing is now.
Playing what if.
Yes, playing what if.
Should we just play the what if?
Yeah, why not?
Let's play them at the same time.
Can you do that?
Play what if in slow motion.
Yeah, please, right. Make my birthday.
What if?
No lie, the sound quality on this side is somehow different than that side.
Wake up! Wake up, slimy fish!
What the hell was that?
It keeps going.
Yeah.
If you don't stop it. But
what was that?
That was a sound clip from a fish called Wanda.
Okay.
So.
Andrew just made me laugh. I forgot to
My thing is, what do you guys think is your overrated game? Like, you know, game that gets critical praise from, it seems like, everybody, from, like, game journalists. Like, not that it matters because they get paid off anyway. But, like, journalists that praise it, or your friends that praise, like, even your friends talk about it, or other people talk about it, like, it's the greatest thing in the world. Then you play it, and it's not as good as it is. But, like, you can't say to, well, somebody wanted to stab you. Basically, what's your overrated game?
This the Last of Us. No, I'm
whatever, like, what in your opinion is your most overrated game? With me, I already said this. Number one with a bullet, Half-Life. Number one, that's me, Half-Life. I played it, didn't think it was nothing special, though you can't talk to anybody who's a big fan without them wanting to rape your mom, kill your family, and burn down your house.
Not particularly in that order.
No.
I forget which one it was, but it was one of the God of War games that really upset me. That
probably was
too,
wasn't it, for you?
Probably. I forget
that game is so great, you see tits.
It was like, oh, no, it got blown the fuck up, and I'm playing it. I'm like...
Did you like Part 3? Part 3 had cool boss battles.
Part 3 had good bosses. I agree with that.
I'm not a big fan of God of War in the first place.
No, me neither. I give God of War 1 credit, because God of War is probably my favorite one, because I never played God of War 3. Obviously, I didn't have a PS3. But, like, having... I don't blame you with that, because I had a PS2, and God of War 1 and 2 was on PS2, and I enjoyed God of War. That's probably my favorite one. It's the first one, because it was different. It's like, oh, crap. Like, it got me into, like, the hack and slash genre. And then God of War 2, like you said, it was like, it's the same. It's like an extension on the God of War.
Like, God of War 3 just threw graphics in your face. He's like, wow. Yeah.
Actually, what's the name got me into it? Dante. Devil May Cry. That was my game.
Basically, Dante Inferno was Xbox 360's answer to God of War. It was like bootleg.
It wasn't that good of an answer.
It wasn't that good of an answer, though.
We had Ninja Gaiden. That was our answer for God of War.
Ninja Gaiden, I loved it.
And they had Ninja Gaiden Black, which was hard as fuck.
I heard the third one was surprisingly too easy.
The third one was terrible. Oh, my God.
The third one. I hated that one.
For a game that's supposed to pride itself on how difficult it is, it was easy. It's like, no.
When the game first came out, I had one weapon, and like Ninja Gaiden. Now Ninja Gaiden is known for having like more than one weapon. Like, yeah, it's like all his different ninja tools.
Yeah.
They
gave him just a sword. It was absolutely.
But dumb. You know, that's the thing about I remember Ninja Gaiden on the fucking NES. Where, you know, my grandmother completely went, well, the American pronunciation is Gaiden, so just go with that.
Ninja Gaiden.
So, yeah. Ted, what's your overrated game?
Overrated game? Last of Us, no.
You made a joke already.
I know.
Did I ever tell you guys why, like, I got, like, mad that day?
No, don't worry about it.
Or the, what's that?
I want to clear it up, though. The only reason why I got mad that day was because he compared it to Resident Evil 6. That's the only reason why.
Ooh.
I hate Resident Evil.
Actually, you know what? Resident Evil 4.
Resident Evil 4?
Oh, wow. That's surprising.
It's overhyped. It's a good game. I'm not saying it's not a good game.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
Everyone's just like, oh my god. There's so much different stuff. It goes back to, you know, the horror element, but it also has this, what do you call it, this action-adventure element. Just like, I really don't. And you have to play it on the Wii. You have to play it on the Wii.
It's definitely.
I don't care. And to be honest with you, I never played it on the Dreamcast. I played it on the Wii, and I went, give me back my GameCube controls. Give me back my GameCube controls.
Am I crazy?
I know where you're coming from. I enjoy it though too, but Resident Evil 4 also to me represents all the shit that came after it. Like, I wasn't a big fan of Resident Evil 5 or 6. Gave the offspring abominations that were.
Who beat Resident Evil
6? My brother's at the point where it's like, you know what? Mitch can keep the game. I wouldn't be.
Nobody wants to keep the game.
Like, no, seriously. When I go to play it, I play it for like 5 minutes, and it's usually with Kylie.
The quote does not.
And
help.
We just go. Okay, well, we got Pat. Do you really want to play still? No.
Same as that.
See, to me.
No, okay.
You know, like Resident Evil 5, John, it wasn't that good of a game. The co-op, it made it fun.
Oh, yeah.
It made it fun.
Mm-hmm.
But Resident Evil 6, co-op doesn't do shit.
Oh, because to me, like, I played it twice. Well, I played Resident Evil 5 once, and I was like, oh wow, this is a decent game. I'm playing it. And then I played it the second time around, and then after like putting it down for like a couple months, I'm like, wow, this game isn't as good as I remember it. Like the more I played, I didn't like the game.
Resident Evil 5 has good parts to it, where when you're playing, it's one of those games. Yeah, you play with a friend. It's awesome because you know you guys go back and forth and everything. And you even split screen, as fucked up as split screen is, at least it's better than split screen with like.
Have you played Resident Evil 6 split screen?
No.
I've
yet to play Resident Evil 6.
Instead of having the split screen where it's like screen, it's like screen over here, empty black space, and then screen over there, and like it's
so dumb.
It's terrible.
Which also, I mean, I understand why they do it.
Yeah.
But it's still so disorganized and. It's like, I don't have a 120-inch television. Well, I might have a big TV, but it's not big enough for screens like that.
Like this.
And it just goes to show you that the Hammer's home, how far gone that franchise has, like, gone. I played Resident Evil 1 on the GameCube originally, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh man, I remember when this used to have like horror elements. Like I missed the fixed camera angles. I'm going to throw it out there. Like, I miss those times. Like, I just... I don't know. It's just become this like big summer blockbuster popcorn action franchise. I don't like the direction it's taken.
Well, that's the thing. Horror films have become that. You know, right now we think of Hitchcock, mm-hmm. Alfred Hitchcock, as this master of thriller, of suspense. No, when he was making those films, they were fucking horror films.
Yeah,
they weren't, you know, suspense films. And all the suspense has been taken out of horror in lieu of blood and guts.
Oh,
and
well, like I feel like that's American, that's Western horror. I feel like Japanese horror still kind of has that elements of suspense, thriller, just to creep you the hell out, because it's that thing that make you feel alone, make the isolation. Is where it's like American, like, or no, Western, actually, like gore. It's just like, let's just fill up these like props with like raspberry jam and see how far we can go. It's just like with the blood and tits.
Well,
and
no, shit. I think that actually started. More in the East. One of the biggest horror directors of all time in Japan is Takashi Miike, and his shit is so gore filled that it makes people throw up.
They go crazy over there. Yeah, sometimes they overdo it.
And it's not the suspense. There's no suspense. There's no. You don't fear for your life because of these characters. Yeah. Fucking.
There's
Child's Play. Child's Play, one of the scariest fucking movies of all time still, even though it has some of the worst fucking special effects in the world. Yeah. It's still scary. You want to know why?
I remember that and Carrie.
Because everyone has seen one of those dolls.
The original
Carrie. One of those big Cash Patch looking motherfucker dolls. And you're just sitting there going, that thing could come to life and kill me.
So you think Child's Play is still scary today?
Child's Play is still scary today. Really? Because of the suspense. You know what else is scary? Pet Cemetery, which we'll get to in a little
Cemetery,
bit.
Pet Cemetery, that scene with the sister?
The first.
The sister when she had like the, what disease did she have? When she was in the bed and she was all like weird and like her back was, her spine was
That's the second one.
That was the second one?
Yeah.
Since we're getting far off topic, that's can we get Jerron's?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Jerron, what's your overrated game?
I have to go back to Resident Evil the Outbreak. Somebody hyped it up to me.
Who the fuck hyped that game up?
Outbreak was one of them, though.
It's gonna be like.
I also want to put in Assassin's Creed 3. Yeah.
You didn't like that?
No.
Alright.
I'm gonna throw my
honorable mention.
Just straight up one. So, like, for this game.
That's a problem.
Like. I understand the story is like, well, fuck it. I do not like Metal Gear Solid.
Which one?
All of them.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Every single Metal Gear Solid. Really? Yep.
Blasphemous. Wow. I cannot be on the airways.
Every single Metal Gear Solid.
Mitch, I salute your bravery.
I do salute your bravery. I salute you.
I told you.
I hate you at the same time. I can respect that because I feel Metal Gear Solid's a game series. Either you get it or you don't. You like it or you don't. There's no in between.
There's no in between. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's just, and the majority, they like it. I have no problem with that. Like, I can understand why everybody likes it, but like, I just cannot get into the gameplay.
Okay.
The story doesn't make any sense to me. And, like, it's just, I don't know. I tried.
You told me. I know.
I
do salute your bravery, Mitch.
Sometimes you have to say, forget the story, just go by how it plays.
I don't like the play. I don't like the way it plays. That's a problem. Like,
he doesn't like that either.
Yeah, because sometimes Snake has those stupid tank controls and stuff.
The camera project is sick, but it's just I tried. I try it hard.
What's the newest one that came out?
Four or
Rising.
Rising.
Metal Gear Solid, Rising. Snake Beater.
But that's not different. I like Rising.
That's not
too. Yeah.
Snake. I came.
I played every single one. I'm gonna play a new one, the Phantom Pain that comes out.
Yeah, I'm playing.
I think I might like Phantom Pain, but I give them all a shot. I want to like it.
You seem like you enjoyed the Rising one.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
I didn't play it though. I mean, like, I would.
It's a hacker thing, yeah. But you know,
Snake Beater. So,
yeah, I beat that already.
But just to throw it in,
Snake Beater.
For a while, I did this. He's the man. I forgot to say that I watched The Conjuring.
But you're saying it's overrated.
I guess because I don't like it. I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But like I said, I do understand the hype for it.
Okay. That's kind of like the thing. That's kind of the thing, though, with games. It doesn't have to be. It's not good. It means like it could be a good game, but you feel it's overrated. That's my definition.
Like if somebody came to me and said, was like, oh, America's shit, it's the best. I'm like, all right. I'm not, oh, you're fucking wrong. That game is
excellent. Yeah, exactly. I'm like the same way. Like people like Half-Life. It's like it's not my game. I don't, of course I'll never say it to their face because like, what do you mean? And then he just starts stabbing me and like,
what do you mean you don't like Dave Matthews?
Yeah, exactly. They are like the Dave Matthews.
I don't run into these
your girlfriend. People, she's mine. I'm like, what? No.
I never met somebody who was like, what? I can't believe. I don't know. I don't.
Oh, we know somebody.
I just want.
Wait. Never mind. That's not true. Sorry. I just remembered. Sorry.
I do want to see like that's some guy.
Let's say a stranger that heard me talking about.
I want to see somebody go up to John and just like, I'm going to take your girlfriend with Dave Matthews. Watch what you say.
I'd be like, no, oh my God. That's torture.
I just realized that Dave Matthews basically takes lyrics from Adam Sandler. What would you say? Don't look in the mirror, my friend.
See, I'll never get Dave Matthews band to just be. He sounds like just like what he's like the. Off, just like the, Pearl, don't get. I like Pearl Jam, but like he's like, hey, wanna go to the concrete? Yeah, I'm like, yes.
German smoking class today.
Yeah,
you know what's really bad is that I do the same thing if I'm singing a Cher song. Babe. I got you, babe.
It's like a very high-pitched rhythm.
Yeah. You're fucking turn back time.
I just keep thinking about Creed.
Yeah, it's Creed, too. Yeah, Creed. Seriously.
I like Matt TV's parody on Creed.
Cher, Pearl Jam, and Creed. Same voice. Yeah. Think about it. You can go... If I could turn back time,
you ever see the
Jeremy Spoken?
You ever see the Matt TV parody where it was like Creed and Pearl Jam just singing together? Same as that fucking thing. It was awesome.
Yeah. With hearts wide open under the sunlight.
So I think that's good for playing What If.
So you want me to break into your segment?
Go ahead.
What you gonna do, brother, when Movie Rama runs wild on you?
Woo! Okay.
That is end of sound effect. We're gonna give Nick a segment and just have it be that like Snake.
Who would Nick kill this week? On this segment?
This week I'm gonna kill.
Actually, yeah, you should have a segment where you decide to kill somebody in the entertainment world for just, some reason,
or just anybody. That fucking Bartista at Starbucks. She knows. Yeah, bitch knows. I'm like, oh,
that Starbucks bitch.
She knows that I want to stab her. All right, well, Nick, can you just tap the gamepad so I can actually see what I'm doing? Thank you. All right, so Dan Aykroyd.
Damn.
Dan Aykroyd, if you guys know who Dan Aykroyd is, if you're not under the age of 5.
And he knows he wasn't in Space Jam.
No, he wasn't.
I love the Space Jam reference, by the way.
Is that Dan Aykroyd?
I didn't know Dan Aykroyd was in this picture.
Yeah. It's Zelensky from Zelensky Auto Parts, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know Dan Aykroyd was in this
picture. Dan Aykroyd, best known as one of the Ghostbusters, has signed on to star in the James Brown biopic. Not as James Brown, but should be awesome.
Yeah,
He was a blues brother. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Should we have Jim Belushi play too? Oh, never mind.
That's John Belushi. John Belushi. That's the dead one. And no, we're going to have Emil Hirsch play John Belushi. Did I do that news last week? I know I did the news that Emil Hirsch was up for the part of John Belushi, but it was him and Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, God.
We're up for the part, but Emil Hirsch got it.
Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin.
There we go.
So, but, yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix, that bitch, he knows it's coming.
That's right.
Oh, okay. So, next news. Can anyone pronounce that last name? It's Carlos
Fandango.
Fresnadillo.
Fresnadillo?
I'll pronounce it.
Dillo? I don't think it's Dillo.
Fandango.
It has to
be. Do you call it a quesadilla?
No.
What do you call it?
Just call him Fandango.
That is not how you spell quesadilla.
Carl,
I think it's
Carlos Fandango.
There's no I but next
I
to
think,
that O.
I think it's Fresnadillo.
D-O? Oh, okay.
D-O.
D-O.
Okay, you don't call it a quesadilla.
Dillo. Yeah, you don't. Whatever. You don't. I have to go with that.
Fandango.
Go with it.
I need a tortilla. Give me some tortillas.
Jeremy.
Jeremy spoke. Yeah, he's the director of 28 Weeks Later, which is the sequel to 28 Days Later.
That's too hard.
But he is also now attached to the reboot. Sorry, I went Canadian for a second.
Reboot. Reboot.
Whatever. Is it bad? Am I the only one that hears reboot? I'm like, oh, what if somebody does a reboot of reboot?
Oh, there's one in the works.
Really?
I actually enjoyed the show.
A reboot. Kid.
Actually, I think Mitch, no, you were there. It was me, you, and Ryan when we had that news.
Which one?
About reboot.
About Riri?
Reboot getting rebooted.
I'm going to call it Riri. Riri.
Yeah.
Riri. Reboot.
So, yeah, he's going to do a reboot of Pet Sematary. Because, you know, somebody buried that movie in the back of the Pet Sematary, so it would come back to life.
Speaking of getting buried, here's what you could say to any girl or girlfriend. You're like, hey, baby, my dick died. Can I bury it in your ass?
Would that make her vagina Pet Sematary?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, make her there's a lot of thought going into this.
Yeah, I suppose it would.
Break the tension.
That's why it smells like fish.
Hey, baby. What is going on here?
Well, I don't know. Right. So, yeah, and also, in other Stephen King reboot news, It is also being rebooted.
Yeah. Wasn't this movie supposed to be remade like 500 times by now?
People can't be creative and make movies.
Yeah, I don't know why they want... And it's going to be a two-film thing.
No, the original one was good. I mean, like,
leave it alone. First of all, everyone thinks
leave it alone. Leave it.
It
leave
what? It is actually not a movie.
Carrie's not going to be good. I'm going to be pissed about that. Something they should have left.
Carrie was all right. It was.
I didn't see. See now. I want to
it was
watch
all right.
It.
Jeremy.
Nope.
But no. I mean, it first of all was not a movie. It was a mini series like
Rose Red.
Red.
Yeah.
Remember Langoliers?
Also, like Kingdom Hospital.
Also, Under the Dome.
How was that?
They hyped that much, too.
Here's what pissed me about Under the Dome. Halfway through Under the Dome, they decided that it was not going to be a miniseries. They were going to actually give it the full series treatment.
Yeah.
So it ends on such a fucking cliffhanger that everyone went, what the fuck? Because they didn't tell anybody that it was going to get the full series treatment. So next year, you'll find out what happens.
Next year? No, that's so long.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
So, everyone's favorite uncommon horror movie, Sleepaway Camp, is getting rebooted as well.
It's not going to be the same. It's not going to have the last scene.
Of Dave standing there going, with the knife in his hand.
He might just be like, he might do an actual scream, though, instead of just like breathing.
You know, breathing. I've been telling the stroke for a while now, but Dave, who does this podcast, if he shaved, would look like Angela from Sleepaway Camp. That's funny.
I can see it.
They should make a reboot of Camp Anawana. Who's with me?
Wow. Camp Anawana, we hold you in our hearts, and when we think about you... okay, never mind.
Farts. Something farts.
It makes me want to fart. It's I hope we never part. Now get it right or pay the price.
Just like how, you know, how we're doing the remake of the Burger King Kids Club, all of us. We should all go as, like, the Burger King Kids Club for next year's Halloween. How awesome would that be?
I'm going as Franklin.
Wait, who's going to be...
Generic black the goddamn outfit that came in late. God damn it.
I love how Mitch goes, I'm going as Franklin because everybody else can kiss my ass who's black. Here's the only... Can I be Wheels? John can be Kid Vid.
I'm definitely up for Kid Vid.
But what was the name of the chick?
What's the name of the token black kid in the group?
Franklin.
Franklin, who knew breakdancing and stuff.
I'm going as Franklin from Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, no, Franklin was the kid's name, too.
Yeah, I'm going to, I was talking about Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, well,
just not really. I'm not really going to go as Franklin from Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah, it's rare clothes. We're going as
Roger and, what's his name? Steve from American Dad.
I thought you were talking about like Roger that. Rabbit. I was like, what the
heck? Wait, like, you're going as Roger Rabbit, I'm going as what's his face from Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No, we're going as
Wheels. Hey, you
got nice, that's awesome. Yo, I love American Dad, just to say. I love that show.
Yes. Yeah, toppling over.
Alright, so, yeah, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, Sleepaway Camp. Also, being remade or reimagined or whatever. The Addams Family is getting a cartoon movie because...
Cartoon movie? Not even a series?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. No, it's a cartoon movie.
It could work.
And I'm sitting there going, did these people not see the trailer for Mr. Peabody and Sherman? Because that looks fucking awful. There was one other person in the fucking theater when I saw Ender's Game and that trailer comes on and everyone in the theater went, oh, what the fuck?
It depends who's behind it,
though. Ty Burrell plays... Doesn't matter. Huh. First of all, unless it's John Astin doing the voice of Gomez, I don't want to see it.
Unless it's Raul Jewell. Oh, never mind.
Do you know, here's a fun little fact. One of our favorite transvestites from Transsexual Transylvania played Gomez.
Oh, really?
Yes. In, I think, the third one? That was straight to video? Where Daryl Hannah played Morticia? Daryl Hannah played Morticia. Daryl Hannah, she does not have Morticia's hips. Because, let's face it, Daryl Hannah looks like she had 5 kids. And the hips just got spread out.
Cher should be Morticia.
Yes. If you believe!
You sound like a walrus trying to sing Cher. That was hysterical.
Seal? If you believe in life after love, I can feel something inside me say, really don't dig strong enough,
you sound like 80-year-old Cher. You're like so washed up on the Vegas
what
trip.
Am I supposed to do? Just sit around and wait for you, but I can't look back.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like Cher who's like... Yeah, it sounds like Cher who's like 80 years old, which is actually like 2 years away from actual age, you know, singing at some rundown Vegas like bar, and you want to leave because it's bad, but you don't want to leave because you kind of feel terrible. It's like,
here's one of my favorite songs.
Remember when I slept with that waiter in the 80s?
Remember when I was with Sonny Bono? Here's my favorite song.
Hidden Trees, Harder Than Sonny Bono.
I got you, babe.
Eminem had that funny lyric, Hitting Trees Harder Than Sonny Bono. I'm like, that's so messed up. But it's so true.
Wait, what'd you say?
That Eminem lyric.
What Eminem?
When he said, I'm hitting trees harder than Sonny Bono.
Do you know what
Yeah, because Sonny Bono died in a ski accident. Mm-hmm. He smacked up against the tree.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I thought he died of, like...
No, he was skiing and he like smacked against the tree and he died. That's why it's like I'm hitting the trees harder than Sonny. One of the most fucked up and awesome lyrics, I think.
It's gonna
Have you ever seen the movie Troll?
What?
Have you ever seen the movie Troll?
No.
The original, not Troll 2, but Troll.
Yeah.
Sonny Bono's in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
And he gets turned into a tree.
Yeah.
That then becomes an egg for a troll. Yeah.
I heard erotic.
He turned into a tree immediately.
Got it. A tree attacked him. Who's that ghost Pokemon in Pokemon X and Y? He got attacked by it. Who's that ghost tree Pokemon? Sure. Not Sudowoodo, the one in the new one.
It's a Shrump First.
Oh, thank you. It's a Shrump First.
It got attacked by Trevenant or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, it's something like that. Trevenant.
And tied by Sudowoodo. Smacked against Sudowoodo.
But so, yeah.
So what's so, that? Oh, we're doing remakes?
Yeah, so finally, Star Blazers, which then I was told was Spaceship Yamato later on by Ryan. He's just like, Spaceship Yamato, motherfucker. I'm just like, I don't care. Like, every message board was just like, yeah, Star Blazers, all right! And I'm just like, okay, so this must be popular with anime people. And then Mitch was probably sitting there going, it's Spaceship Yamato. And he goes, oh, Ryan already said that. And Ted doesn't. Fuck Ted. Really?
I didn't know what Star Blazers was.
I made her watch it, but if it's...
You know who's really lazy right now? Me, because I've got the releases up there. Mm-hmm. But I don't have the video game releases, so when we go into Gaming Corner, I have no idea what the fuck's getting released. So if somebody wants to look that up.
We can do that. Mario 64 is getting released.
Yeah. So, in DVDs, we have Grown Ups 2.
Do all of
them. Lovelace, which is about that porn star Lovelace.
Yes.
And White House Down, which is about that porn star Channing Tatum. I think
I'll come wherever I want it.
Yeah, isn't that?
Did you see the end yet? Or this is the end yet?
No, I haven't yet. Come on. I gotta see it right now.
So where you
go? So?
It's been out, I think.
Must be a movie.
Yeah, once it comes on to Netflix, I'll watch it.
Can't get a Redbox, but it's a dollar. Come on.
I love how I'm making like a Jamie Foxx goes down on Channing Tatum joke, and everyone's just like, fuck you. You didn't see this is the end.
It's more important. Right.
It's more important.
Or else Mitch will come wherever he wants to.
Yeah.
Come on table for him.
That was great. That's the best part of the movie.
So, box office. The only movie that anyone has to care about this week is Thor, The Dark World.
I might go to Minerva.
There's also another one called Ass Backwards, but no one... I don't even know what the fuck it's about. I can't find anything... I can't find anything about this fucking movie. So it could be just like, yeah, let's throw up a fake poster and say that it's a movie.
In the movie news,
did you see the poster in China?
Huh?
Poster in China?
Oh, my God. So apparently in China, they're not really handed the posters that people usually get handed at movie theaters. So they found a poster online that they thought was a real poster. So then the real poster, you have Thor holding the girl and like holding like this. But in the Chinese one, he's holding Loki, and Loki's like this. And, like, it's just the gay shit ever. It's so fucking funny.
Have you seen the Chinese Guardians of the Galaxy poster?
No.
There's a Chinese Guardians of the Galaxy poster where everyone doesn't look right. It's like they took all of the... First of all, there's no Rocket Raccoon.
Really?
So right then and there, you know it's not a real poster. Secondly, Groot is, like, white. He looks... Instead of looking like a tree... He looks like somebody had a tuberculosis poop.
That's pretty
and
funny. That's weird.
We've already seen the pictures of Michael Rooker as Yondu.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's not Michael. It looks like it's even more messed up. It's horrible. Like, Gamora doesn't have hair.
Really?
Yeah, it's like. But she obviously has hair.
I don't like that.
It's really weird.
I gotta check it out. But why is it.
I don't know.
They're messing up so much.
There's like, this was filmed here.
Get your shit together, China. For the Left 4 Dead podcast.
You're probably just making fun.
Please don't nuke us.
Seriously. We're just making fun. So, Mitch, what video games are
you
coming out?
You got good political climate. You guys are a stable country that have been stable for many years. We love you, China.
Yeah, we're going to make Radioactive Man now Russian instead of Chinese.
It's even worse. Putin actually would nuke us. We love you guys too, Russia. Your vodka is awesome.
Right. It actually is. Georgia.
Tubra.
I don't think those people.
We'll make fun of another, you know, country. Don't worry. Like,
yeah, Zimbabwe. Well,
there you go.
Get some pants.
Yeah, I'm about to say, stop doing ones that can attack us and the ones that we owe money to. Yeah. What are you doing?
I know.
So North Korea. No, shit.
Does anybody?
No, it's all right. No, North Korea. They're the only.
Does anybody owe us money? No. We don't.
France. France still. I'm just saying, you know, France was called Germany before we went in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then we made a Pokemon game about it.
Yeah. Oh, Britain, you owe us after the Revolutionary War. Damn it!
I'm not gonna.
No taxation without representation. We want our.
We want our tea.
We want reparations. Reparations.
Well, reparations. I want my molasses and what else did they sell back in the day? My molasses and slaves and a rope. God damn it. I want them all. Like,
we want reparations from Africa for giving us Dave Chappelle. What? He left us and became an African citizen and then came back. He shouldn't have come back.
He shouldn't have.
Because he wasn't funny afterwards. Except for yell at people and
not do anything. Yeah. And sit down and wait.
Sounds like he's 60 or 70 years old.
And threatened to and wanted North Korea to nuke Hartford. He said, I hope they nuke Hartford. I'm like, yeah. He said that in like a Chicago show, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, to be fair, they're nuke, the only thing that can reach is themselves. So if anything they nuke North Korea, right. Then South Korea too, unfortunately. So, but
did you get the video game releases for this week?
There's only so much stalling I can do.
I only have four.
I poop too much.
All right, that's go fine. Ahead.
Go.
All right, there you go.
Wait, should we play the intro? GC intro. No, it's not poop. It's GC intro.
Batman is playing Galaga. Thought we wouldn't notice, but we did.
All Star.
Yeah. You know what's that? You know when you that's go into cool. those.
I,
like
that.
Those
I just fear that I had to be like so every to, movie from the 90s.
The yeah. thing.
But for the video game corner.
yeah, that. That's what it feels like that music should go to.
Huh? Think of a gaming topic. Oh, I have a gaming topic.
Cool. So, on the 1st of November, came out. Blood Knights came out for the Xbox 360.
Don't really know what Blood Knights is.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's Knights that have blood.
They're probably just a vampire game. Three, so you know. It's probably a vampire game.
Probably. In like medieval times.
Yeah. Medieval times.
Medieval times.
Sid Meier's Ace Patrol Pacific Skies.
Okay. Don't know what that is. Is it Ace Patrol Pet Detective? That's all. I was like, wait a minute. When he said Ace something, I was like, wait, what?
On the 5th of November came out Call of Duty Ghosts.
Yep.
I heard that the campaign pretty much copy and pasted the ending from Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, like, well, then I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to play it.
There's a comparison video on YouTube, yeah.
And I'm going to go watch that.
I heard the multiplayer is decent, but you know.
It's not Battlefield. Or what Battlefield's. That's the more
I like to go for when it's like Call of Duty versus Battlefield. I look at it from both sides, or Call of Duty is more like fast. Bam, here you go.
Wham, bam, thank you.
Here's your confined space, go at it.
Yeah. Call of Duty is a quickie while Battlefield is like you have to foreplay and whatnot.
Whichever is your preference?
Mm-hmm. Call of Duty. I'm going to make a game Call of Duty.
And on the 8th, which is tomorrow, comes out Arcania, the complete tale for the 360 and PS3. And that might be it for consoles. I know usually for the releases, Ryan has like a shitload of like handheld games.
Yeah.
Have no hands.
Didn't Wind Waker come out recently?
I am sorry, Ryan. Maybe I told you.
You said break wind?
Windbreaker. Windbreaker HD collection.
Maybe we can make it up with the gaming topic.
All right, so first of all, there's some news. I didn't write it on here because I'm lazy. Steam.
We can't follow along.
Steam has actually come out with their Steam box. They have shown it. Basically, any game that is compatible with Steam, you can play on your TV without the use of a computer for about the price of a computer.
How much does the Steam box?
They didn't have a real a price, but they said it was probably going to be comparable to the next generation consoles. The weird thing about the Steam box is the controller.
What's it like?
Looks like
it has no buttons.
Has no buttons.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Really? Nope. What it has is it has a mappable touchpad.
Nope.
So you can have whatever buttons you want on the touchpads.
It's not the same.
So yeah, there's no tactile.
That's a little too weird.
That's too much.
Pushing,
yeah,
you know, of moving the analog stick or anything like that.
It seems like
that.
they're overthinking themselves with this one.
They are.
They're innovating innovation. Yeah.
It also has a screen in the center to help you map out the buttons for each game.
I mean, I would like to see how it works.
Yeah.
I am interested in that.
I want to see how it works, too. I don't want to just dismiss it yet. But I want to give it a try if I could.
Also, Nintendo, our favorite system / thing to hate on.
I like Nintendo.
We love Nintendo. We love and we hate Nintendo all at the same time.
I have no opinion.
Nintendo is that relationship that...
You know the last Nintendo I had.
Yeah, I have to think about Pink's true love when I think about Nintendo.
What was one of the latest Game Boys?
There's no Game Boys.
Huh?
Game Boy Advance, SP.
Super Pretendo Chalmers.
It was probably Game Color or whatever that was.
No. Game Boy Advance Color. SP was the last. Or game, actually, GBA Mini.
I think I had the GBA Mini.
The SP
was the last one.
They have Pokemon with my
That's the last Game Boy. That's the last Nintendo thing I've ever had. My sister owns the Wii. Remember that, though.
The Wii Poo.
So... Not no Wii U, just a regular Wii.
Yeah, but, Nintendo has said, well, Nintendo and the people working on Legend of Zelda games have said that no more cartoonish, brash art styles for Legend of Zelda, unless it's for a handheld.
Full porn Zelda.
Rule 34, yeah!
So it's going to be like a high graphic thing?
They're going to try and do high graphics and make it look more real with each advancing Zelda game.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Grand Theft Auto,
however you want to take it. I mean,
yeah, it's good and
there's
bad.
There's a charm with the cartoony style. But.
Where, yeah, you know what, the thing is, they had the cel-shaded stuff before.
I mean...
But,
Like you said, Ted, soon enough it's going to be Grand Theft Auto Hyrule. Link just stole my wagon. Just shanking somebody.
I played.
Yeah, you
played. I mean, that's not the best direction for the game, but I would definitely play that. Yeah. Just to try it out. Just
Link starts shooting arrows at somebody.
Right. Nope.
And we don't really have a lot of time for a topic, because I just saw what time it was. So topics are going to have to wait till next week, yeah. So this is the Left for Ted podcast. Happy birthday, John. Ryan just sent me a message and said happy birthday, John. Aww. So
thank you, everybody.
Yep.
Fuck you, Ryan, for not coming on my show. This is my show.
So,
and Jerron's the landlord.
So that's it. It was John's birthday. Mitch was here. Jerron was here. Nick's here. I'm Ted. I said Mitch was here. What the fuck? You guys have a nice week.
We like saying our own names.
Peace out. Well, then say your own name.
Fine.
Bye.
Bye. Nick out.
Yeah. Peace out.
Super Nintendo.